Shawnee Daly sits on the floor of her Mountain Brook office playing with her 9-month-old daughter, Zoe. 4 years ago, when Daly was a grad student at MIT, she became pregnant with her first child. The pregnancy was low risk, so her health plan assigned a certified nurse midwife instead of an OBGYN. Daly gave birth in a hospital, and things went mostly according to plan.
I think I had 21 hours of labor, and then I actually just broke down, and I said, epidural now. I don't care what I said before. this is what you're going to do for me.
Later, when Daly moved to Alabama and found out she was pregnant with Zoe, she decided she didn't want to be tempted by the drugs in the hospital. So she started looking for a midwife to help with a home birth.
And I couldn't find any. And I was like, what is going on? I don't understand why it's so hard to find a midwife in Birmingham.
It's hard because Alabama has some of the nation's most restrictive laws on midwifery. There are many kinds of midwives, ranging from lay midwives who are self-taught to certified nurse midwives who are trained and licensed to provide gynecological care. In Alabama, only nurse midwives are legal, and they can only deliver babies in a hospital under doctor supervision. So women who want to give birth outside a hospital setting have a couple of choices. Give birth at home unassisted, try to find a midwife willing to risk prosecution for attending a home birth, or once they're in labor, drive to Florida or Tennessee to give birth. Jennifer Crook Moore has made that trip many times.
It's not easy.
Moore is a certified professional midwife. She's not a nurse, but she does have a master's degree in public health. She also completed 3 years of midwifery coursework, including 1,300 clinical hours. She passed skills assessments and written exams and is accredited through a national organization. 9 states and the District of Columbia expressly forbid certified professional midwives from practicing. There used to be more, but intense lobbying by midwifery advocates has moved some states to loosen the regulations. Moore is working with the Alabama Birth Coalition to change this state's law. But she says it's hard labor changing outdated perceptions.
I remember the first day that I went to Montgomery and was walking the halls, and the friendly legislators would be like, word is, there's a midwife here today, and she's well-educated and well-spoken and dressed nicely. You know, the implication being that, holy cow, this midwife's not a hippie or, you know, from the middle of nowhere, and she's educated and has letters after her name.
Moore says lobbyists from powerful medical organizations like to paint all midwives as lay midwives, then play up concerns about safety.
Even a normal risk pregnancy could have an emergency type of situation arise that wouldn't be managed well at home.
Ashley Tamucci is an OBGYN at Brookwood Medical Center in Birmingham. She worries about things like shoulder dystocia, where the shoulder gets stuck during delivery, or a dropping heart rate, which would necessitate an emergency C-section.
The American College of OBGYN requires that we be able to perform a C-section within 30 minutes of the time that it was diagnosed necessary. So, you know, is it feasible to get her stabilized in an ambulance, transported to the hospital where a cesarean section could be performed within that 30-minute window? I think that would be difficult.
One study, published in the British Medical Journal, tracked more than 5,000 pregnant women in the U.S. and Canada. They were low risk and determined to deliver at home with a midwife. The study found that 12% of the women were transferred to a hospital after labor began, mostly because of exhaustion or pain. For the remaining women who delivered at home, the maternal and child outcomes were similar to low-risk hospital births. Still, Brookwood's Dr. Tamucci isn't convinced. She's reminded of the story of two women, best friends in Atlanta, who had home births.
One of them did great, talked her other friend into doing it, and that one had a stillbirth. A full-term baby, normal pregnancy, perfectly normal mother, and I think she's really regretting her decision to do it.
David Reynolds thinks it's bad public policy to make law on what could happen in a small percentage of cases. Reynolds is a pediatrician in Alabaster. He used to be the president of the state chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
You know, our motto here in Alabama is we dare defend our rights, and we believe strongly that Alabama is a state that really believes in individual rights, and yet here we are, probably one of the most important rights anyone has, where to deliver their baby, and we're not allowing it to occur in a circumstance in which there is safety involved. For goodness sake, clearly that's the case. seems not right to me.
The Alabama Birth Coalition tried unsuccessfully to change the law during this last legislative session. Jennifer Crook Moore says they'll try again next session. In the meantime, women like Shawnee Daly will have to continue making the long road trip out of state to give birth at someone else's home. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.